This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, plus FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there working to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that is working on the third watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing, or where you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks so much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, men and women both out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Our United States mail haulers out there hauling the bulk mail to the post offices and beyond, Felix and the gang and company. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling gas and diesel and jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And our Amazon warehouse workers and Amazon drivers, too. Thanks for chiming in and listening to the program. Now, we also can be followed on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And you can find us on MeWe and Parler. You can find us on Gab. You can find us on Getter. You can find us on Truth Social, which is Donald Trump's social media website. You can also find us on Twitter, and we're there the same for all of them, Captain's America, Captain at an S in it, America on the end, and you'll find us. Now, the website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us from California, we've got the one and only professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And you're out there in the sunshine and warm weather, right?
Well, yeah, pretty much. It was a little bit cooler today, but might be warming up with some of those winds coming back.
Yeah, you might be warmer than we are today. All right, you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. There. That's my best Rush Limbaugh imitation. Okay. Yes, Mr. Snurley. All right, well, I got something to say here because we talked about Hakeem Jeffries, right?
Right.
Well, we know that Republicans gained control of the U.S. House of Representatives on Wednesday, and the power to cause headaches, of course, for President Joe Biden and his agenda, correct?
Right.
As of right now, they've got 219 seats. I think they're going to wind up with 221. The Democrats in California, your state, are dragging their feet. They don't want to give any numbers to anybody. As a matter of fact, one of the races has come down from a 5-point lead to a 2.3-point lead, and it's obvious what they're trying to do. They figure over time there'll be enough votes to wipe out the win for the Republicans, but the other one is holding steady at 5 points for the Republican.
That's exactly right, yes.
And I'm surprised they're doing that, because we all can see it.
Well, see, this is the thing. You know, people are definitely saying to themselves and saying to one another in many cases that, you know, it appears that they keep on counting votes until it finally, you know, just tips the scales, and then they know the election's over because the Democrat finally won. We just had a very close contest here in Southern California, Captain, I think it was District 47, Katie Porter versus Scott Baugh, and it was neck and neck, very close, for days and days and days until finally, Katie Porter ekes out a victory, and, you know, go figure.
And she's a disgusting individual.
Well, it's certainly, you know, what used to be considered to be Republican or conservative Orange County, it's more blue now.
I'm talking about her X-rated nature that she put out there of her life and the things that she did. That just never should have been there. Never.
Very interesting, yes.
Now, with vote counting ongoing, the GOP's seat total still isn't clear. I'm going to put it at 221. We'll see what it actually winds up being when everything's over. Republicans will have a slimmer majority than expected after an underwhelming midterm performance. Now, the GOP-led House is likely to stall Democrats' legislative agendas and launch numerous investigations into the White House. Meanwhile, the Democrats have retained control over the Senate and can continue confirming Biden's judicial appointments and administration officials. Now, meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi, the first woman House Speaker, announced that she's stepping down from the leadership after almost two decades of leading the House Democrats. And then we have Hakeem Jeffries, who steps into the mix, and he's just not going to automatically walk in there and take control. I think somebody's going to challenge him. Could it be Eric Swalwell?
Well, you know, Captain, what's going to happen with Eric Swalwell? Well, number one, as we were talking about during the break, you know, you were telling me we've already heard Kevin McCarthy evidently has indicated that Swalwell's not going to be on the House Intelligence Committee anymore.
No, that is an intelligence risk because of what he did with that Chinese girl.
Right, exactly. So at least we're starting to make progress here.
Yeah, I hope so. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch as we cruise along hour number two. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Here's Jeff taking us to break.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
News tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
All righty, thank you very much, Jeff in Sarasota. Appreciate him. This portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I take every day. I take it in the morning, start my day with it. I've been taking it every day for 8 years plus, ever since I found out about it, and I take it for one simple reason. It works, and it does what it's supposed to for me, and that is that it takes care of the inflammation, the swelling that I have with my left foot, ankle, and leg, and it also takes care of the pain that I have by going right straight to the source. Now, the reason it does that is because of the ingredients in it. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, all of which are drug-free, and they do the same thing as if you were taking whatever you were taking for the pain. They do the same exact thing, and it's all natural, and I like that. So, go over to relieffactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. One more time. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Sign up for the 3-week quick start. Give it a try. See what it'll do for you, because you might be one of the lucky ones where Kyle likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Works for me, folks. It'll work for you. Just take it as directed, and I'm sure you'll do just fine. Okay, Mr. Kyle. We got a caller in the line, so we're going to go to the caller. So let me see here. Maggie and Bob, what's going on?
Yes, sir, Captain. Well, with what I've been hearing on the TV and stuff, the, what's his name, Congressman from Ohio?
Jim Jordan?
Yeah, that's the guy. Yeah, all the evidence they seem to be, say they have in presenting, I think now is definitely the time for them to do a impeachment hearing on Biden. Because at least they can present all the evidence in the same framework, just like the Democrats did when they impeached Trump. And this would give all the evidence to the American people. And maybe they can even not discharge and lead to criminal charges, for both Biden and his son and the rest of, and some of the other members of his family that did some of these things. And I just think that if they could framework it in the same way that they did with Trump, it would show that the Republicans can do a serious job of doing the right type of impeachment rather than the Democrats doing the inept job that they did. All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, well, there's one little problem with all that. You know what it is, Kyle?
What's that?
We aren't in charge yet.
Well, that's true.
After waiting until January when we come in, and that is not going to be the number one priority, that we already know.
Well, that's true. And second of all, and I understand a lot of the consternation about President Biden, but at least right now, without some of that new information coming out, and information about Hunter Biden might make a huge difference, but and that could certainly eventually lead to an impeachment, let's say, depending on how the public reacts to that. But right now, there's not a sentiment or a critical mass in the country that would where the new House would have the political capital to be able to really make that work. But I think that they have so many different things that you're going to be doing that I think are going to point to people's lives, the economy, inflation, all these things. And even if they can't, quote, do anything, people will know that something could be done if you have the White House, the Senate, and the House all at the same time for the Republicans.
Well, that's true. And again, there's just no guarantee they're going to go after the Bidens. I would love to see it happen, but until you get your own agenda out there that you need to get, which they've got, and they're going to do the commitment with America, is what they're calling it. They need to get that started first before they do any impeachment proceedings or whatever. That's just my opinion.
Well, right. No, I wholeheartedly agree. And there's this notion, of course, the notion of payback or revenge or things like that. I think the vote in this case really indicates I think people do want to make some kind of improvements. But if they expend political capital by going after their enemies, quote unquote, or trying to get some kind of payback, it might backfire at this point because the rate of inflation, the uncertainty, all these problems that we're facing, people want those solved. They want them solved first.
Now, we have some good news coming out of the Ukraine, and let's hope they stick by it. It's the grain export deal. And yesterday, Russia agreed to a four-month extension of its Ukraine grain export deal, easing the fears of a global food crisis. Now, the Russian President Vladimir Putin had threatened to quit the deal, which had allowed Ukraine to ship 11 million tons of agricultural products since August. Now, the arrangement provides a safe corridor for Ukrainian ships to Istanbul. Now, their authorities also inspect the vessels to make sure that they have no military purpose before entering international markets, and a backlog of dozens of ships awaiting inspection has now developed as a result of that.
Yes, exactly. And you know, obviously, Captain, the phrase you mentioned, the global food crisis, you know, is that the other shoe that's going to drop? And I think people are very concerned about this. Hopefully, this goes some way to make sure that that doesn't become a reality.
Okay, I got a question for you, and this is from a listener, Bonnie. Bonnie is in Seattle, Washington. She said she's just moved there, so maybe she doesn't really know the answer and hasn't had a chance to ask anybody that does. Why do some states take so long to count votes?
That's a really good question. You know, Captain, well, let's just start with
simple answer.
Florida, your state. What's that?
It's a simple answer.
Good. What do you think?
Well, in my state, they've got all the automated stuff to do it with, and they try to do it as expeditiously as they can. They get right to it. They don't dilly-dally. They don't delay. Everything is done and tabulated by machines and by computers right then and there. So they have it within a matter of minutes. And normally within a couple of hours, they can certainly give you an idea of who might the winner be. But after about 4 hours, five at the most, they can tell you who won the election, wrap it all up for you.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. Now, of course, having the ability to draw it out is also an asset, one might think, if your intention is to try to make sure the election comes out the way that you want it to.
That's the problem. We can't keep doing this because it's obvious. It's obvious to me, is it not obvious to you, that the more they count, the longer they count, the better the result is for the people that are trying to slide somebody in there?
Well, sure. Exactly right. Exactly right. And there should be, you know, of course, states take care of their own elections and so forth. But I think the public, in this case, where you could intersperse the market would demand that there be an efficient way of counting the ballots that's trustworthy. And it all goes down to that. If people don't trust what happened in the election, you just continue to get more division and more bad feelings, and that leads to a lot of bad stuff.
Now, I don't know why he did this, and I understand he's a Mormon, but Utah Senator Mitt Romney, who was the losing Republican presidential nominee back in 2012, voted on Wednesday to move forward to a final vote in the Senate on the Respect for Marriage Act, which would recognize same-sex marriages in federal states, in his federal law, rather, all across the country. I would think that would be a states' rights issue again, just like voting. The voting laws are left up to the states to decide, which is why we have so many different ways of counting the votes in the different states.
Well, right, and certainly it would seem that Mitt Romney, of all people, it would be kind of going against what his traditional values might be informed by, let's say. I think ever since Mitt Romney kind of came out and did what he did back when Trump was running and so forth, I think a lot of people are just they're not surprised at what Mitt Romney does these days.
No, they're not, I guess, but it is what it is. Okay. Mr. Biden came out and congratulated the Republicans and said, I quote, "I will work with anyone who is willing to work with me."
Roughly translated, do what I say or I'm not going to work with you.
That's not what I was thinking, but that'll work.
Yes, well, of course, I mean, and that's standard political talk, I think. But honestly, I think you can reverse the question, are the Democrats willing to work with Republicans? And that is to say, to find common ground, because here we have a split between the House and the Senate. There's also a tradition in the country called split ticket voting, where the president is awarded the White House, but the other party is awarded Congress, in that sense. Because many times American people want to have some kind of common ground.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, right after the bottom of the hour break. And your stations get a chance to identify themselves and pay some of their own bills. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News.
The Uvalde officer who was leading the city police department during the hesitant law enforcement response to an elementary school shooting that killed 19 children and two teachers has stepped down. This is according to a city spokeswoman. Lieutenant Mariano Parguez, who was already on leave, retired Thursday after 18 years working for the city. His retirement will be immediate, but the city is still processing the paperwork. Podgers is the second police leader to leave law enforcement in the fallout since the massacre in May, which hundreds of officers waited more than an hour to confront the gunman inside a classroom at Robb Elementary School. His retirement comes ahead of a Saturday meeting at which the city council was set to consider firing him. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Was founded so that a trained veteran health care staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website HeroesMile.com and tell them the captain said. And the captain did send you, because when you get over to HeroesMile.com and you take a look at what they have to offer over there, you'll notice the first thing is that it's veterans working with veterans. Now, that's the best way that I know to get rapport and to get a complete understanding of what's going on in somebody's life when you talk about things like PTSD or shell shock or whatever you want to call it, and you talk about people trying to adapt to civilian life and trying to get their finances in order, get their marriage in order, get their life in order. Because it's all there to be done. And it can be done. And you work on it together. Like a team. Like your military team. You work on it together. But here's the deal. Go over to the website, heroesmile.com, heroesmile.com. That's heroesmile.com. Take a look at what they have to offer. And after you do that, then give them a call and set up an appointment or set up a means to talk to them. You can even talk to them on the phone. 888-VET-NOW, the number 2 is the number. 888-VET-VET-NOW, N-O-W, 2 is their phone number. HeroesMile.com, the website, HeroesMile.com. If you're having trouble, these people will help you. Military working with military, first responders working with first responders. They definitely can help you out, and I strongly recommend them. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. The first of five planned LNG terminals is fixing to open as Germany is moving to secure non-Russian energy suppliers. That ought to make the Russians feel real good.
Well, sure, but it's also a great exercise and don't have all your eggs in one basket and be prepared because, Captain, you know, this whole thing with Russia invading Ukraine and then now the tension between Russia and Europe and so forth, you know, you can't go through that anymore. You can't have to look at the winter coming and say, are people going to not be able to heat their homes, et cetera?
Well, yesterday they had another barrage of missiles fired all over the place. In the Ukraine, from Russia. This was Russia doing this. And I'm telling you, they got to understand, people have to understand, that they're the ones that keep expanding this war, not the Ukraine. Ukraine keeps defending themselves. There is a rumor circulating that the Ukraine may launch their own barrage into Russia. If they do that, I'm afraid to think of what the consequences might be. How about you?
Well, every single time, you know, even so, you could say, well, you know, this can happen or they may plan to do this or that. But I've often found in history, Captain, that it seems like sometimes things go awry that nobody thought was going to happen or that, you know, circumstances came together, this kind of thing. And we're off to off to war. So this is a major, major catastrophe, there's no doubt about it, and the Biden administration should be working day and night trying to get an end to this somehow. You know, the scare we had the other day with Poland is really a really big wake-up call, because at some point it's going to be a Russian missile, let's say, that goes into NATO territory, and then what happens? You know, we may be set onto a course that we can't get off of.
Well, the problem was it was a Russian missile, but it was a Russian missile that the Ukrainians had, and it went awry.
But if it ever turns out that we have to start putting troops in to defend NATO, which we would do, that's all part of Article 5 in the agreement.
It is.
But once you start fighting, Russian troops with Americans, it just goes on from there. And then somebody's going to start losing, and then something else is bad is going to happen, like using a nuclear weapon.
Well, I got a problem with something that's happening right now, and I call it bad. It's social media. And social media takes advertising money from just about anybody, right?
Right.
Well, now they're taking money from entertainment companies that are out there advertising movies that are questionable, books that are questionable, mature-rated content, to say, is an understatement of the year, and they're trying to earmark it so the younger people would buy it.
Well, sure. I mean, that's a new marketing avenue for them. It's the same kind of thing that you'd see with any kind of product, especially a product that might be controversial or might be even harmful.
Now, no one said anything about this until now. We may be the first ones to talk about it. But the Democrats defied expectations at the state level in the midterm elections. They flipped control of the Michigan and Minnesota state legislature and Senate. They held on to several governorships. They prevented a veto-proof supermajority in North Carolina. They gained three trifectas, or single-party governments. And overall, they did that all around the country. Now, why does this matter, Kyle?
Well, because a lot of this has to do with, for lack of a better expression, local politics versus national politics.
Well, how about this for an answer? Because Republicans have dominated state elections nationwide for years, and Democrats now have more control, increasingly prominent control, over local issues such as abortion, voting restrictions, and transgender policy. Now, the scope is that in Michigan, Maryland, Minnesota, and Massachusetts, Democrats won both state chambers, won the governorship, achieve free rein for their legislative agenda in those states. Some of those states' legislative majorities haven't been won by Democrats for years or decades. And still, the GOP increased its control in Texas and Florida and still holds more state majorities, and they rule about half of the governorships across the country. Now, the big picture here is not only did Republicans fall short of their projected red wave in Congress this year, but Democrats also made significant wins that will impact important policy issues on the state level. So they are still in the catbird seat. Remember, think nationally, but vote locally. They did.
They did, and they do get their message out. And remember, they're all about messaging, And even if the message is ridiculous, you know, if they get their message out, they can be effective. They have effective means. They have effective apparatus. So the Republicans or the GOP need to be able to counter that with the same kind of fervor that we see with the Democrats. Because I think it's important to point out, Captain, I'll just say this briefly, is that the Democrats, basically, their whole thing is about government. But conservatives, Republicans, they also look to government for different things or believe that we need limited government, but it's entirely different philosophy. They don't look to government as the end-all, be-all. I think the liberal Democrats do, and they have a fervor for that.
Now, we had an interesting situation yesterday. We had Christopher Wray testifying in front of the committee that had Chuck Grassley on it. And Ray was testifying before the Senate, and the senators had a few things that they needed to settle, first with him based on his last appearance before them. Now, he said he had a plane to catch, so he didn't have a lot of time. So ranking member Chuck Grassley busted out that said, well, Ray flew in on a private plane, so why couldn't you hang out for a few more minutes? And as was reported, Ray told Grassley he had other business. Guess what the other business was?
What was that?
To fly in the private government plane that we pay for you go on vacation to his home in the Adirondacks in upstate New York. Whoops. Whoops.
Whoops. Whoops is right. Yes, no kidding.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
I mean, these people, they think nothing at all of, and this is misusing. To my understanding, that's misusing the privilege.
Well, sure. It's the elite. It's at least acting like it or you know, just putting on those airs. And the American people, I think, generally speaking, would frown on that, shall we say.
Well, we just told them about it, so we'll see what they think.
And we're frowning.
I'm not happy. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're going to come back with one of our classics. Kyle dug up something for me. You're going to like it when you hear it. We're going to have some fun with it. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Med Away, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jay, we're in the crib and chill. He had his own room and no taste of it.
Look what we found.
Yeah. Well, that's a gym goes back to 1991.
Oh, I'm telling you, you told me about that, and I says, man, did you find that? And you found it, and here it is. Things that make you go,
That's right.
Oh, that was funny. Okay, well, thanks for doing that. That was worth the price of popcorn for admission. All right, well, you take it away out west, tell us what's going on, and then I'll get into the mess back east.
Well, right now, Captain, we're seeing a lot of winter storm warnings. Of course, if you're in the area of Cheyenne, Wyoming, coming out I-80 towards Laramie, you've got wind chills. You got a winter storm warning. This is going to be with you all the way over towards Rawlins. This is also going to go south down I-25 into Colorado through Fort Collins, Denver. And let's take another look at where the snow is right now, actively on the radar there. And it's still there around Denver and then also down through Colorado Springs. Down towards Colorado City in I-25. You've got active snow falling right there right now, so be aware of that. But wind chill is also going to be the order of the day, especially up in Montana and also near Idaho Falls and Dubois. And this, of course, is going to be along Interstate 15, where the wind chill factor can be as low as minus 25 degrees. So be careful there. Winds returning to Southern California as we head into Friday, and that's not fun. But wherever you are, be careful out there tonight.
And for God's sake, don't let your fuel get down below half a tank. It should be pretty much full when you're going into that kind of weather, because it's not going to work out the way you think it is, because the moisture, especially in these heated tanks, if you got heated tanks, the moisture in the heated tanks is going to put water down into your fuel, which is going to get into your lines, your outdoor lines, which are going to freeze. And then you got another problem called, how do I get this truck started? So Don't allow that to happen. I mean, my goodness, we've all been there a time or two, so we know what we're talking about. But let me go back here to the weather and take a look here, because the snow has started south of Buffalo and south of Lake Ontario from about, east of Rochester over around Sodus Point, all the way across 104 over to Pulaski, Route 11, and then straight north up to the Canadian border and through the Adirondacks. We've got a lot of snow that's going to be accumulating very quickly. It's going to be 3 to 4, 4 to 5 inches of snow per hour somewhere in that area. Obviously, as daylight comes around, it'll get worse than it is right now, because at night it doesn't do as much as what it does in the daytime, just the nature of the beast, if you will, when you talk about lake effect snow. It's going to get bad enough, but you've got to be careful in these areas from about Erie, Pennsylvania, east all the way across I-90 into Buffalo, and then east of Buffalo about halfway to Rochester. You are going to have a mess along the New York Thruway, a real mess. And it's going to be winds, 35 mile an hour, wind-driven snow, and lake effect snow on top of all that. Now, again, they are calling for, by tonight and early Saturday, anywhere from 4 to 5 feet. Feet. Of snow. And ain't nobody going to be moving in that stuff without chains and a heavy load. So I don't know what to tell the guys and gals going that way, but I hope they're not empty, and I hope they're not running with light freight, because if they are, good luck.
Exactly right, yes.
Now, I do want to mention before we have to turn it over here that we've got fog all the way across the Gulf of Mexico, all the way across Louisiana, I-10, taking us all the way out here to Pensacola east towards Tallahassee. Then it goes up into Georgia. Most of Georgia is under heavy, dense fog tonight. I-95, that corridor, all the way up to South Carolina to North Carolina, you'll have fog. Then it goes over towards the coast again, over towards Wilmington and up towards Norfolk and the ports in Virginia and Richmond. It goes over that away. And then you got some rough seas from about Long Island all the way up around Cape Cod, all the way up to Nova Scotia tonight. And, of course, not to be forgotten about, we have Lake Michigan. The east side of Lake Michigan is snow from the top to the bottom. And, it's heavy snow. And you've got a winter storm warning there. You've got a winter storm warning northwestern part of Wisconsin, as well as up in Duluth, Minnesota. So be careful. Lots of snow, lots of winter weather to the North Country tonight. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All righty, and we'll be talking to him on the weekend show, of course, just as we will our next guest. But first, we got to talk to her and get the wind and the whiz on everything that's going on here, because we're going to talk about Hakeem Jeffries. Hakeem Jeffries. You and I talked about him several months ago when his name was first mentioned, got it out there for the people to understand. He has got quite the little history behind him, does he not?
Well, yes, and good morning.
Yep, that too.
he too is a phrase that the left uses? Oh, yes, an election denier.
Right.
We can start off there because, he denied the legitimate election of Donald Trump.
Yep.
So, he was also on the impeachment panel,
mm-hmm.
and he's incredibly partisan. He's embraced pretty much every conspiracy theory that's been out there.
Yep.
And he's been posturing for this position to replace Pelosi for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
So, he thinks that this is his hour. And so
maybe
this will.
Yep.
Yeah, well, this is going to be his gig, he thinks. So yeah. He's in the district immediately adjacent to AOC's district.
Okay.
So,
because she hasn't said a lot, and I thought she would have. A lot of people are thinking she might have come out and said something, like support or not. She really hasn't said anything.
I don't know. I don't watch her.
Well, I don't watch her, but she's not in the news. So if she had said something, it would have been there, and it's not.
Well, he was all hysterical over all of things Russiagate.
Yep.
And then, he throws around the racist term every place that he can. And he at one point actually called Trump the Grand Wizard.
Mm-hmm.
So there's where we are with this cat.
All right, well, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out what she has to offer, and you might want to sign up and get her email blast when they come out, FoundersCode.com. In the meantime, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.